дівчина по рибі ходила в зеленому гаю заблудила.
А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею уяла. А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею уяла.
Ой, козачі, молоди гуляю, ти від мене зеленого гаю.
А я чорнява,
ой, боюся, віка не доношу.
А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею гуляла. А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею гуляла.
А я маю випити горілки, хочу знати, що я розум дівки.
А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею гуляла. А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею гуляла.
And that was a group called UB from Edmonton from their most recently released CD and a song called Rebea, which means mushrooms. And like most Ukrainian folk songs that have a title relating to nature or something in nature, the actual lyrics and the story itself have very little to do with nature or the title. And in this case, that certainly is the case with this song. This song is more about a young girl who's picking mushrooms and quite a bit about her personal life packed into a little more than 3 minutes. Again, that was UB with Hrebea. And by the way, I found out what UB stands for. It is not Ukrainian Boys. It is Ukrainian Band. And I'll tell you how I found out a little later on in the show, along with some information about how I got this wonderful new CD called Homebrew. And all that's coming up a little bit later on with another tune from this fabulous CD later on in the show. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». Говорить Павлін Макварі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-Makwari, your host, по-українське in Ukrainian, that's Павліна. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether it's on AM, FM, shortwave, online, or in-flight, or to the podcast. A very warm welcome. Вітаю. We have a great program lined up for you. Vasyl Pavlovsky will be by with a cultural capsule about the Ukrainian Labor Temple Association. Sylvia Molnar will be by with Ukrainian food flair, and she'll be talking about fish in cream sauce, a very apropos, at least for me. I just canned a bunch of salmon on the weekend. And as well, we'll have an interview with Mila Komarnitsky, and Mila is the author of a book called Wretched Land. She is a first-time author, and the story itself was set in Ukraine in the 20th century during its most turbulent times. We've also got Keith Perron with Ukraine News Outlook coming up, and lots of great Ukrainian music. And here next is Tutti Tom from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, from their most recently released CD, their second self-titled, simply called Tutti Tom. And here they are now with Chervonenki Buryachok, The Little Red Beet. Is British Columbia's only weekly Catholic publication, and it's got something for everyone, from the latest news from Rome to events in this eparchy, and even a weekly Catholic crossword. The award-winning BC Catholic should be a regular read in every Catholic home. To start your home subscription, call 604-683-0281 or visit bccatholic.ca. That's 604-683-0281 or online bccatholic.ca.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming – the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через веб-сайт cjsf.ca.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 45 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
На весіллі я гуляла, горілочки випивала, танцювала до рання, я ламбада й гопака. На весіллі я гуляла, горілочки випивала, показали стрічки вам, молода сімніка. Видався чудесний день, ой, дана, дана, на. Сонце світить прямо в очі, будем на весіллі, потім, ой, дана.
From their second self-titled CD, again, that was Tutti Tam, and this is from their white album, at least the cover is white, and that song was Na Vesili Yahulala, I Danced at the Wedding. And up next, UB again, and as promised, I'll tell you how I found out the name or what the acronym UB stands for, that being Ukrainian Band, not Ukrainian Boys, as I had previously thought. Being an all-boy band, I thought maybe, but no, I was wrong at any rate. It stands equally well for Ukrainian Band, and they've just released their second CD called Homebrew. And the way that I found out and I got the CD was from my colleague in Edmonton who produces Radio Journal. Roman Bretan was here on Vancouver Island with his UVic-bound daughter, and they spent a little bit of time with me here in Nanaimo visiting, and he left a CD with me. Also, he told me that he will be interviewing them on his show very soon and has promised to get us in touch so that we can bring them on our program here in Nash Holis as well and find out a little bit about them, and maybe I'll ask them about how they came up with the name of their band. band. At any rate, here they are now with another tune from their CD, Homebrew, and it is called Polechko, The Unplowed Field.
Nezorane,
czy jest to poleczko nezorane? To było zanepane, to było zanepane, to było zanepane, to było zanepane.
Orane, orane, ale mało.
Orane, orane, ale mało. Powiedz się koleczko, było mało. Powiedz się koleczko, było mało. Powiedz się koleczko, było mało.
Колечко зламало, зравка пала.
Колечко зламало, зравка пала. Чогось ти дівчино так зав'яла. Чогось ти дівчино так зав'яла. Чогось ти дівчино так зав'яла. Чогось ти дівчино так зав'яла.
Ти зламало, дай направи.
Як ти ся зламало, дай направи. Навчися, мій милий господарі. Навчися, мій милий господарі. Навчися, мій милий господарі. Навчися, мій милий господарі.
Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Geographically, Ukraine is situated to please her fish-loving population. She has an abundant supply of both sea and freshwater fish. Fishing is still an important industry in Ukraine. Fish companies that are freezing, smoking, and canning plants are doing a thriving business. And fishing is still definitely an enjoyable sport in Ukraine. The following recipe for fish baked in cream can be used as a key for many variations just by using your imaginations a little. The following is a very simple dish to prepare. Any freshwater fish may be used in this recipe. To vary the dish, use equal quantities of tomato juice and sour cream for the sauce. Get your pans ready. You'll need the following ingredients for fish baked in cream. 2.5 to 3 pounds fish fillets, 1 medium onion finely diced, 1 medium carrot diced, 1 stalk of celery diced, 1 cup of sour cream, full fat. Cut fillets into serving pieces and sprinkle with salt and pepper and allow to stand for 5 minutes. Place them in a baking dish and add all the ingredients. Pour the sour cream over the fish and vegetables. Cover and bake at 450 degrees, allowing 10 minutes per inch of thickness. Remove the fish to a hot platter and strain the sauce and pour over the fish, or the vegetables may be left as is in the sauce. Lovely with rice or mashed potatoes. It's very delicious. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Я піду в далекі гори на широкі полоніни і попрошу вітру з горів, аби він спав до днини, щоб летів на вільних крилах на Кечері і в Діпрові і дізнав. Чорні брови, мила моя, люба моя, світи ясен світ. Я несу в очах до тебе весь блакитний світ. Я несу
And from a CD called Ukrainian Roots, that was a song called Yapiduv Daleki Hore, an Ivasyu classic, I'm Going to the Far Distant Hills. And that was performed by Teresa Sekirka, the Canadian Idol sensation, who will be in Parksville Saturday, September 10th. Check out the Nash Holos website, and you can get all the details there. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Hello, I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. As a new season is upon us, be it autumn or spring, depending on where we reside on the face of this planet, the last weekend of summer is here in North America, and with it comes the long Labor Day weekend. Labor Day itself always falls on the first Monday of September in North America. The history of the labor movement in Canada can be directly linked to Ukrainians, and the musical called Strike recalls a Ukrainian-Canadian's involvement in the Winnipeg General Strike in 1919, a turning point in Canada's history regarding labor relations. Prior to the organization of contemporary umbrella organizations in the Ukrainian community in Canada, there was clearly a need of Ukrainians to organize in different ways, particularly in the area of owner-worker relations. The socialist ideas that were being propagated throughout Europe through the writings of Marx and Engels were nothing new to many of Canada's new Ukrainian immigrants, as many of them were literate and had probably read the works of Ivan Franko and Mykhailo Drahomanov, both ardent socialists. At a meeting held in the Royal Theatre on March 1, 1918 in Winnipeg, Canada, radical Ukrainian Social Democrats, some of which had already endorsed the Bolsheviks coming to power in the crumbling Russian Empire, approved the construction of the Ukrainian Labor Temple, Robochi Dim, where the city's left-wing Ukrainians could gather and carry out a variety of activities. That meeting on March 1st was the birth of the Ukrainian Labor Temple Association. Before the Second World War, the Ukrainian Labor Temple Association was the largest and best organized Ukrainian community institution based out of Winnipeg, providing a plethora of services, and by 1922, Ukrainian workers' children's schools were being established in branches all across Canada. In addition, they established the Workers' Benevolent Association. This was prior to the days of public health care in the country. Though, what organization, particularly a Ukrainian one, would be without its dissenters? Upon hearing of the atrocities committed by Stalin during the Holodomor, death by famine, one of the association's founding members, Danilo Lobay, and some others, left the group. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, especially for Nash Holos, and this week's cultural capsule featured the Ukrainian Labor Temple Association, which had a profound impact on many things in Canada, both direct and indirect.
Це наша земля, це наші полі, це є наш новий край. Як я приїхав до сього краю і видів гори, ліси і морі, тут була пуща і файне полі, це є наш новий край. This land is your land, this land is my land, from Buena Vista to Vancouver Island, from the Arctic Circle to the Great Lake waters, this land is made you and me. Це наша земля, це наші полі, від Галіфакса до другого моря. Це наша земля, це наші полі, це є наш новий край.
Ukrainian News Outlook. Coming up in this special edition of the program, we take a look at Ukrainian workers who head to Poland to find high-paying jobs as asparagus pickers. I'm Keith Parron. Every year across Europe, thousands of Eastern Europeans head to Germany to work on farms, where they can make four times the amount that they would make in their home country. The largest group to head to Germany are the Polish migrant workers. This leaves a void in Poland, which is filled by thousands of Ukrainian migrant workers that go there to take jobs the Poles leave behind. The Ukrainians that head to Poland make up to €2 an hour and come from all sectors of Ukrainian society. Some are teachers, engineers, and office workers. Mark Callum has a special investigation report.
As Oleg Strykulski pulls back a black and white tarp, he sees the heads of individual asparagus stalks peeking up through the soil. But Oleg has been harvesting the vegetables long enough to know there's more, hidden beneath the surface. His keen eye spots the tiny telltale cracks in the earth in an instant. It's quite a skill, given that no one really eats asparagus in his home country.
I'm from Ukraine, and there's no asparagus to harvest there, but I like the work. I've been coming here for 3 years and hope to continue.
Oleg comes from a village near the Ukrainian-Polish border and is actually a truck driver. But for 2 months of the year, he comes to Poland to spend his days harvesting asparagus. That means getting up at 6 a.m. every day of the week and working in a bent-over position for up to 12 hours a day. The only thing limiting his workload is the size of the crop.
No.
Oleg's boss is Pavel Witkowski, a Polish asparagus farmer. He's employed Ukrainian labourers for 3 harvests now and says many of the same faces come back year after year.
The people sleep here in my farm, so I know with certainty that they'll be out in the field in the morning. There simply aren't enough Polish workers who are interested in this seasonal work.
Żeby chcieli pracować tylko sezonowo.
The truth is that Poland does indeed have workers willing to harvest asparagus. They simply choose to do it in Germany, where wages are considerably higher. Witkowski, with his thick moustache, slender frame and large, powerful hands, says he wishes everyone would find work in his or her own country. But he knows that in reality, people who are serious about making money go where they can earn the most. As a result, nearly the entire younger generation of his home city, Wolsztyn, has left to find work abroad.
If Poles could earn as much here as they can in Germany, then none of them would leave. There's a saying here, work in Germany, live in Poland. The Ukrainians are in the same situation. I guess they can live about 8 months in the Ukraine with the money that they make here in Poland.
A Polish worker harvesting asparagus in Germany earns at least €6.50 an hour. A Ukrainian, who can't work in Germany but can in Poland, earns just €1.40 per hour for the same work. Farmers like Witkowski provide food and board on top of that, so during a good season, a Ukrainian labourer can earn about €1,400. Luba Krajlo smiles as she slowly walks across the fields, hunched over as she scans the soil. Despite her 60 years of age, she's always happy to find the perfect stalk of asparagus. Luba was a teacher in Ukraine, but is now a pensioner. She receives the equivalent of €60 a month.
You can't live off that. After I paid my electricity and telephone bills, the money's all gone. But I want to live a little. This work is good. I'm a city person, but I took to field work quickly.
At the end of a long day of harvesting, up to 8 tons of asparagus have been pulled from the ground of Pavel Witkowski's farm. 90% of it is exported to Berlin and North Rhine-Westphalia. Ultimately, it's the German appetite for asparagus which has set in motion this chain of seasonal migration. Without it, Witkowski wouldn't have his 80 acres of asparagus fields, and the Ukrainians working for him would be out of a job. That's why every spring, as Poles stream westward towards Germany for the harvest, Oleg Strykulski, Luba Krylo and other labourers from Ukraine head to Poland to pick up the slack there. Mark Hallam, Deutsche Welle Radio.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. If you wish to find out more information, check out the website for Nashholos at www.pcjmedia.com/Nash-Holos. I'm Keith Perron.
Komarnitsky is the author of a recently published novel set in 20th century Ukraine. It's called Wretched Land, and it's already won an award, the Anna Petruchny Award for New Writers. As the title suggests, it deals with the most devastating events in Ukraine during the first part of that century. Yet despite the title, I found the story to be utterly heartwarming and incredibly inspiring. The characters all seem to be composites of my own extended family members, although all my known relatives were already in Canada when the story was taking place. Wretched Land is a novel that I think all Nashholos listeners would enjoy, so I'm not going to give away the story and spoil it for you. However, I did speak with the author, Mila Komarnitsky, via Skype from her home just outside of Edmonton, about why she wrote the book, and maybe to give you just a sneak preview of her amazing story. Thanks, Mila, for joining us, and welcome to Nashholos.
Thank you very much, Colette, for inviting me to participate in your radio show.
Mila, this is your first novel. What inspired you to write not just this novel, but any novel at all?
Well, I really never dreamed to be a writer. I have a veterinary degree from Ukraine, where I came from to Canada to live with my husband, Canadian citizen, and I earned a Doctor of Philosophy degree from Alberta University in Canada, and I got a job as a postgraduate researcher. However, I got sick and I had to retire it. And I didn't know what to do with my spare free time, so I decided to improve my English language skills. And to make it more interesting, I decided to write stories. So after reading one old Ukrainian history book, the novel Wretched Land was born. I took the novel writing course, and I learned the art and craft of novel writing, and I fell in love with process. And now I cannot think about anything else but the novels. That's funny, but that's how I became a writer.
Amazing. So you come to Canada, English is your second language, and to learn English, you start to write stories and you publish a novel. It's fantastic, Mila. Congratulations.
Thank you. And when I read that story about Ukrainian history book, I realized that there is certain things that I, when I lived in Ukraine, I didn't know about, because, you know, Ukrainian history was changed to show everybody that everyone in the country loved communist regime and glorified Stalin. However, it wasn't true. We always thought that fighters for Ukraine independence been mostly Ukrainians who lived in Western Ukraine. But in Eastern Ukraine, we thought that everyone was glorifying communist regime. However, it happened to be that many fighters, prominent fighters for Ukraine's independence in Eastern Ukraine, been perished during Stalin's cruel regime, and their family names were wiped out. So I thought it would be nice to write a novel where I would show feelings, thoughts, and dreams of one family who lived through three wars, three famines, socialist revolution, and a cruel Stalinist regime. I wanted to show readers how one can survive so many ordeals and still be able to love, to be loved, to have hopes for a better future, and to feel happiness. The story is fictional, but it is interwoven into the fabric of Ukrainian history.
It seemed so real to me. I knew it was fiction when I was reading it, but, being an avid, I studied history in university. That was my major, and I specialized in East European history and have studied much since. So, all the facts were tight. Your research is outstanding. And I could, in some ways, relate to that story. I mean, my own grandparents that came over before the revolution, but it could very easily have, there are parallels. It's not exactly the same, but, they came from a landowning family as well, and they would have lost their estate just the way your characters did. And I'm not going to go any more into the story because we don't want to spoil it for listeners, but the fact that you wrote it in Eastern, set it in Eastern Ukraine is interesting as well, because that's where you're from then, Eastern Ukraine?
Yes, that's where my family from Eastern Ukraine. I wrote the countryside was set in Kharkiv region and in the city of Kharkiv, and that's where I grew up. In 1990, I came to marry my husband, Selmer, who is a Canadian citizen.
And you live just outside of Edmonton now?
Yeah, I live in Willingdon right now, but my husband grew up in Riley area. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody knows the town of Vegreville, which is famous for Ukrainian heritage.
Yes.
So we are around this town.
Okay, well, very nice. Now, you also have kind of a behind-the-scenes role on here on Nash Holos that, listeners would not know about. You're translating Natalka Buchok's Ukrainian Food Fair presentations from a cookbook from 1929 Ukraine. We're not going to talk too much about that because this is really about your book, but you have a PhD in nutrition and metabolism. Was that a factor in you, in your attraction to volunteer to do the translations for this?
Yeah, in certain way, I'm interested in culinary arts as well. I like cooking, by the way. And when I wrote my novel, I put a lot of descriptions of food preparation.
Yes.
The reason was to emphasize with the description of nice food, Ukrainian food, I wanted to make that famine, emphasize the famine.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of distinction with that. So, and when I heard about that cookbook, it was because it's Ukrainian cookbook, I wanted to translate it. I was interested in that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for doing that. It's just wonderful to have you on board doing that, and working with you is a delight. You're such a hard worker, and you're very methodical and focused and dedicated, and I can see why this book is so captivating. I have to say that the title, I was expecting a really sad story, and it is sad, but it's not, it's inspiring. It's interesting. You made tragedy interesting, and you've made it easy to relate, to understand what these people were going through, but without it being really painful for the reader. How did you first of all come up with that title, and how did you manage to do that?
Well, I wanted, because my maternal grandparents, they in general prototypes of this novel, Dmitro and Christina. But I didn't want to write about my grandparents because their life wasn't that really reflected all the events in the country that we are. I wanted to take one family and went them through the entire Ukrainian history, that they would have everything, just one family. And I wanted to make the main hero, Dmitro, that he loved a land. he was a peasant because I wanted to show collectivization and the cruel Stalinist regime and how people glorified Stalin. And I wanted to make Dmytro a fighter for Ukraine's independence, that he's the one who knew the truth in the country, who knew about the famine in the country. And because Stalin took away land from peasants, I wanted Dmytro to dream about this land all his life and dream about independent Ukraine when land will be really given to peasants in their free, unrestricted use. So the title, Wretched Land, reflects the turmoil the Ukrainian peasants went through with the ownership of the physical land, as well as it is a symbol of the suffering the country, the land, experienced in the 20th century.
Now, is there going to be a sequel or a prequel, for that matter, to Wretched Land?
Yeah, I'm thinking about writing a sequel to Wretched Land because the people who dreamed about independent Ukraine, it's not really happened in Ukraine as they dreamed about the country. Now there is crime, corruption, racketeering, and there is so much to tell about what is going on now in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to that for sure. I'm hoping you'll keep us posted.
Thank you.
And when you're done your translations, I guess, of the cookbook.
Yeah, that's priority right now.
Well, thank you so much for giving us the information about your book, and I certainly encourage any Nash Holos listeners to get a copy of Wretched Land. And how can they do that, Mila?
Wretched Land is available from any Amazon bookstore and any other online bookstores. So it's not in the physical stores right now, but it's online.
Awesome. Okay, so people can order it from anywhere online. And this you have a website as well for a little bit more information?
I have my own website where people can get more information. It's www.komarnisky.com.
Awesome. Okay, we'll have a link to that on the Nash Holos website and blog as well. So thank you so much, Mila, for coming on Nash Holos and telling us all about your book, and looking forward very much to reading your next one.
Thank you for that.
The Toronto Ukrainian Festival is North America's largest Ukrainian street festival, and this year it's celebrating its 15th anniversary, along with the 120th year of Ukrainian settlement in Canada. Festivities take place from Friday till Sunday, September 16th till 18th, with performers from coast to coast as well as international locales. There will be a sidewalk sale, concerts, film fest, kiosks, children's midway, pavilions, food, refreshment gardens, and a festival parade on Saturday morning. This year's festival marshal is Eugene Milnick, owner of the Ottawa Senators NHL hockey team. Headline performers are Mandre from Kyiv, Ukraine, and the Verkhovena Ensemble from Edmonton, Alberta, performing The Letter. Don't miss this exciting family experience, Toronto's 15th annual Ukrainian Festival in the Bloor West Village, September 16th till 18th. For details, visit www.ukrainianfestival.com or call the festival hotline 416-410-9965.
PCJ Radio would like to make you a winner. PCJ Radio is giving away three Texan 920 World Band receivers to three lucky winners in June, July, and August. In September, we are having a grand giveaway of a brand new SanGen ATS 909X worth $399 to one lucky winner. To enter, let us know how you heard this program with the date and time, and answer the following very simple question. What does radio mean to you? You can send your entries to ats909x@gmail.com. Again, that's ats909x@gmail.com. If you wish to enter by snail mail and receive a small thank you gift for entering, you can find our postal address at www.pcjmedia.com. Winners will be announced on a monthly basis on Media Network Plus. So, good luck!
Poen Arts proudly presents the 2011 Talents of Ukraine Canadian Concert Tour of the legendary Donbas Professional Dance Ensemble from Donetsk, Ukraine. Audiences across Canada, from Vancouver to Montreal and points in between, will be amazed by feature artists Inessa Timochko on violin, soloist Svetlana Sasu, winner of the Pitka Tsisek International Competition, and All-Ukraine winner Yevhen Baskin. Vancouver Center of the Performing Arts, Tuesday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now. Don't delay. Order yours today. For more information, visit bowenarts.com. Vernon and District Performing Arts Center, Wednesday, October 12th. Edmonton Jubilee Auditorium, Friday, October 14th. University of Calgary McEwen Hall, Saturday, October 15th. Regina Connexus Arts Center, Sunday, October 16th. Saskatoon Art and Convention Center, Monday, October 17th. Yorkton Regional High School and Portneuf Theatre, Tuesday, October 18th. Winnipeg Pantages Playhouse Theatre, Wednesday, October 19th. Thunder Bay Community Auditorium, Thursday, October 20th. The Centrepoint Theatre in Ottawa, Monday, October 24th. Montreal Center, Tuesday, October 25th.
Зіяти конопельки обіцявся.
Він зіяв, висівав, присіваючи казав: ти кума, ти душа, ти кругом кума хороша.
Ой, кум до куми залицявся.
Ой, куми, ой.
Зібрати конопельки обіцявся.
Він збирав, вибирав, висираючи казав: ти кума, ти душа, ти кругом кума.
Сорочечку обіцявся.
Він шив, вишивав, вишиваючи казав: ти кума, ти душа, ти кумом кума хороша.
Ой, кум до куми залицявся.
Ой, куми мої,
ти сорочечку обіцявся.
Надівав, надіваючи казав: ти кума, ти душа, ти кумом кума хороша.
For the very best in Ukrainian radio programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver or online at am1320.com. In Nanaimo on the PCJ Network, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. on 101.7 FM, online at chly.ca. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on AM, FM, and shortwave radio on the PCJ Radio Network in over 28 countries. Podcasts are available at nashholos.com as well as pcjmedia.com and on iTunes. Нажами вже скінчила нашу програму. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас цими словами мудрості. Той, що школи не ходив, дуже багато клопоту переживав. And our proverb translates as, he who has not gone to school is condemned to a life of grief. Well, our time is almost up, so taking us to the end of our program, the Canadian Rhythm Masters from Winnipeg with Izzy's Polka. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.